This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, good morning. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. Give us a call at 260-1870 or text us on the Oakland Heart Talk and Text Line at 260-1870. Good morning, Albert.
Hey, Doug, what's up?
Daylight savings time. We're all trying to adjust.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's been good for me. I'm an old man now, right? So I've been waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is beautiful. Now I can wake up at 6. So it's perfect. For me, it's really an extra hour of sleep in my mind.
Yeah. This is maybe a lesson for Cullen, just so that, just give you some history, just given the fact that Cullen's almost 40 years younger than us back at the studio. But when they had daylight savings time, you used to have to manually change your clocks and take your index finger and your thumb and start like manipulating it to roll back the time, as opposed to it just happens electronically now, which really was...
I walked around the house and changed about 6 clocks. We've got clocks hanging on the wall. We've got microwave clocks. We've got oven clocks.
That. That's right. The microwave doesn't do that. But I think most of the car clocks do that. And if you wasn't sure, there was a phone number you could call to get the time. Do you remember that? I think it was the Coca-Cola sponsored it.
I do remember that. Golly, I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
529-6111 was the number. And if you had to...
I wonder what happened if you'd call right now.
I know. I thought about that. I might try to call and see what happens, see if they still have it. But the other memory of daylight savings time is when I was an altar boy at St. Angela. You'd see people sort of scurrying in around the readings in the gospel. Because I think they just got sort of, people you would normally not see come in late. Because there was always a group, as an altar boy, you'd see that come in right before the gospel and leave right after communion, to be okay with God. And so I knew those people because they were the same. But you would see some people who would typically were there early would come in late. And you could see they're a little disheveled because they're like, oh, this daylight savings time messed us up here. So that was the other memory of daylight savings time. So hope everybody adjusts. And
the thing about daylight savings time is that, and the big push against keeping it the same, is that kids in the morning, especially in rural areas, if you move the clock forward, it stays darker another hour.
Right.
And so if you got to go catch a school bus or that sort of thing, then you may be standing there in the dark. And so I think they kind of adjusted those things for the kids, and that had to be like I said, standing there waiting for the school bus in the dark.
They used to do a life savings time, I think, in April. It was around Easter. And, and now they, I think they do it in March. And, you know, I remember around Halloween is when they would go from daylight savings times to standard time. So
yeah, it's a big push to do away with it all.
That's it. That's it. So
and keep it. And look, honestly, I like it where you know, you get home and you can go for a walk and you can go do whatever and it's still light out. And so
I think that it keeps your options open. And
exactly.
You know, during Christmas, as you know, it's already dark at 5 o'clock, and you're like, "What the heck?"
Yeah.
I was just saying, you can't go anywhere without seeing a Nikos offspring. And I'm coming back from vacation, and the seat behind us, we had another Nico nephew.
Yes. Do you remember which one this one was?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's your oldest sister's son.
My son.
And
he
said he was saying Albert was the cool uncle because he said that you and your older sister had 18 years between you.
Yeah, that, 17, but yeah.
And he said that so that he was, you were closer in age to that particular cousin. And he said you were the cool cousin. Always had a pretty girl around, you know, just sort of doing, you know, just the cool cousin.
I still do.
I understand.
Still got my wife around.
That's right. It's he said he was, you know, always into something. So
I was young. Yeah, the young single one. You know, they were all married. My closest sibling to me is 4 years older. So, and he got married younger. So. They were married for quite a long time, and I stayed single till I was 30. So I was, they were always.
I do remember when you met Aaron.
Easily impressed.
I think, what was it? Quesera, maybe. Is that right?
Aaron and I met at Quesera.
Yes.
Yeah, on a Wednesday afternoon. She drank me pretty, you know?
Yes.
Three for one.
That's right.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Talking about the Jazz Fest lineup being announced, you know? And you and I, we were single. We were, I think, in law school.
Yes.
Maybe right. I think we were in law school. And we went to see, they used to have the evening concerts at the Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And so we went to see Van Morrison. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
I remember he was singing everything off his new album.
Yes, but I'm telling you, he didn't sing Brown Eyed Girl, Domino, Tupelo Honey, any song you've ever heard of Van Morrison singing, you know, unless you were like this, you know, this crazy rabid fan that knew all the offcuts. He sang none of them, the whole concert. And so Doug started like heckling him. He's a bum. Get him off the stage like he was a boxer or a baseball player or something. You know?
Hey, man.
And like, I'm killing myself laughing, but he was. It's like, who are you there for? I mean, sure, sprinkle in a new song or two, right?
To
give the people what they're there for.
Look, if you're a true musician, you say, look, if you need to go to the bathroom, go now because I'm starting to play some new songs off my new album. You know,
exactly.
go to the bathroom. You know, if I'm gonna play two in a row, you can stay there a little while and get a little drink and come back. But, you know, it'd be like going to see Paul McCartney and playing everything off his new album and not playing anything. You'd be like, what the heck?
Exactly.
But yeah, that
where'd you go? Did you go skiing?
No, we went south. We went to Mexico, Cabo.
Oh, really? Because the nephew I'm thinking about, I think they went skiing. So
y'all were
still on the same plane. Okay.
We connected in Dallas, and he was right behind us, and he actually used to live down the street from us, and so he was talking about Albert. You know, he said you were athletic, you were cool, had pretty.
It was a long time ago.
Plural. all around. So yeah. You just got a pretty warm on right now for the last 40 years. It's been a
yeah. He was your neighbor, right?
Yeah, he was down the street from us.
Right.
So
right.
And all right. Not a lot of a little bit of sports. All right. The Saints have restructured Derek Carr. And what in essence happened is they took a guaranteed bonus, a guaranteed money for this year, and reclassified as a signing bonus. So basically, I think it gets classified as basically one-third this year, one-third 26, and one-third 27. So what you're doing, again, is kicking the can down the road. Now, I knew they had to get under the cap to become cap compliant. And so it's almost like, you know, getting another credit card to pay off your present credit card. And in layman's terms.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
And so,
but, well, honestly, though, that splits it over 3 years, because if they let him go, they got to pay it all now, and they can't.
Right.
So they've got to figure out a way to restructure. They restructured McCoy.
Right.
So, you know, and that's, you know, listen, I'm a firm believer that Derek Carr is your best chance of winning right now. I think Rattler's still raw. You know, I'd love to give him some minutes, and who knows the health of Carr. Although he's, you know, with the exception of his broken wrist, he's played hurt. I mean, he had a separated shoulder. He played, didn't miss a game, you know, a year ago. So he's, you know, I think he's your best chance of winning. And obviously they do too. And so, hey, let's keep him around. And if we have to deal him, you know, we'll take a hit on the guaranteed money and let somebody else pick him up down the road who might have a quarterback that gets hurt and they just need an experienced person to step in.
But even if they trade them, they still take that cap hit. And so that's one
on the guaranteed
problems. Right. And that's just, you know, I hope that stops, because you want to clear cap at least 2027. And great organizations, you got organizations who play to be mediocre and just, you know, keep your job, and you have organizations that play for greatness. And sometimes what you have to do, though, is take your hits the first couple of years. Jimmy Johnson went 1-15 his first year at Dallas, only because he wanted to put in a long-term program that was going to require the Cowboys taking a hit. You had the Pittsburgh Steelers with Chuck Knoll. I think they won 11 games in their first four seasons, something like that, before they sort of cleared things out and built for the future. So the question will be, is do you want to build yourself for mediocrity and win go between 7 and 10 games, or do you want to put yourself in a position for greatness? And sometimes when you put yourself in a position for greatness when you're in the Saints situation, is you're going to have to take a lot of short-term pain, and in this case, it'll be the salary cap. And like Chuck Knoll, what he did was this. He said, I'm not going to have a bunch of veterans to make me mediocre. I'm going to take a bunch of young guys and mold them into the kind of player I want them to be, and then, you know, mold the type of team he did, rather than taking another 8-year veteran to come in. He sort of got his own way of doing things. He sort of in and out. You know, you don't have that foundation. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not – I wish they would take as much pain as they can in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, I think
– yeah.
Yeah, they've done and they've had a history of doing. Honestly, since their first year was grabbing veterans beyond their years or at the end of their career. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Is it Brandon Brown, the defensive back? What was his name?
Yeah, Browning.
Browning, yeah. So they grabbed a few of those guys. You know, they've already done their deals in Buffalo. They were, you know, I'm a 9-year veteran. They went and paid him way too much money, signed him for 3 years. And, you know, look, I always say that the biggest obstacle to your next success is your last success, right? So here it is. Look, I've played my time out. I was an all-pro where I was. Got a couple years left in the tank, but I'm not going to kill it. I'm not going to work as hard as I did in my earlier years to make myself the great player I was, you know. And so I think you see a lot of that. And they continue to do that, you know, picking up the honey badger at the end of his career, picking up, you know, hanging on to players just a little too long that, you know, look, guys, you're costing us too much money. You know, you might have a year left, but I'm not paying you big, big money for 3 years. We'll shop you, let somebody else do it. And then we're going to go, like you say, develop players. We're gonna grab a few more draft picks, and you know we might get lucky with one or two of them that can really help the team. And I think that's the strategy. You know, look at the Green Bay Packers. It has been their you know, they've always had some of the lowest paid players because they pick up the vast majority of their players through the draft. And they work them and they develop them and they buy into the system. They don't have some other system that they've been, you know, gotten used to. They're going to come in and say, wait, change this, do that. It seems to be, Belichick, same way. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my stars, right? I got guys you got to pay. But then beyond those handful of players, you know, everybody else, we're going to make you great. And look, when you get your ask for your big money, go get all the money you can get. We'll trade you in your prime, and we're going to go get 5 or 6 other players and develop maybe 1 or 2 when you're gone. Well, yeah, and that seems to me a better recipe for success than grabbing players on the back end of their career.
I remember this from 30 years ago, sort of peeking behind the curtain. When you meet a lot of the people making decisions, the decisions are as much based about them trying to keep a job in the short term as opposed to long-term success of the franchise. For example, I used to know a lot of the player personnel and the GM types. And what they would do is if they pick someone high who didn't work, they would hold on to them because they were reluctant to admit they made the mistake and just cut it loose early on rather than letting them go,
right?
Because that would be a reflection on them. And
exactly.
I think a lot of what, especially now, you know, I think when coaches used to get hired, they have 3 or 4 year plans. And now coaches get fired after 1 or 2 years of not performing. Now, I think a lot of times, if you perform like to your capability, but you win 5 or 6 games, I think an owner could see that versus performing underachieving, winning 5 or 6 games when you should win 7 or 8. It may be the same ultimate result, but it may have a different perception to it. But a lot of the decisions are made, which was sort of shocking to me, that is for short-term viability, because I might not have a job next year. But it costs you long term. And that short term outlook usually was counterproductive to the long, you know, to the long term. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, it's okay to say, look, we're just going to take our hits this year. Let's just burn all that money, pay back all that cash, and have as much clear for 26 and 27 so that we can really make a move and shape this team like we are. Because if you have all this dead cap money that goes into 26 and 27, you're not going to be able to reshape your team to the extent you would, because you got to deal with paying off, you know, Jordan's contract, Derek Carr's contract, Honey Badger's contract, a bunch of people who aren't going to help you get to the next level. So
and that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. But right before he signed his last contract, you know, it is a business, right? Hey, what have you done for me lately? And you might be playing at a high level, but I know you're 32 years old now, and it's going to be a real difficult swing over the next 3 years to maintain that level of play. Thank you for all you've done, but go let somebody else buy that big salary before we sign you for this last little 3 year period. And thank you for what you've done, but it's time to move on. And that's what the Saints haven't done. And it's a shame. I mean, you know, there's a lot those guys can bring to the locker room in terms of leadership and all that sort of thing. But, you just got to cut them loose.
I think also, you know, when you run an organization by committee, you have a tendency to be more conservative and more risk averse. I do know when Sean Payton was coaching and he made a mistake, he wasn't afraid to admit it. I mean, if you're a second round pick and you didn't perform, I'm going to cut you. You know, like Pierre Thomas. He was a free agent. They had a fourth round pick out of Ohio State who was a running back. He's like, this guy's not going to cut it. We're going to cut him and going to bring the free agent. And you know, have Pierre Thomas, make team, which a lot of executives in the NFL won't do that. They would hold on to that fourth round pick because they're saying they're not going to admit that I made a mistake, or it'd be a reflection on them. And that's, you know, that's sort of the, you know, behind the curtain as far as how those decisions are made. So I hope the decisions are made with the idea of becoming great in 27, 28, 29, rather than just being, content with being mediocre. So we'll see.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.